If you've ever bought a concert ticket online, opened a new email account, or even tried to bid on eBay, you've probably been prompted to look at a box with squiggly-looking words in it and asked to type them out. It's called CAPTCHA, and it's a security feature to make sure that you're a human and not some robo-computer program trolling the internet to, say, buy out all the tickets at a concert for a scalper. For years, CAPTCHA's been using its technology to help decipher scanned text from old newspapers. Now it's being used to digitize the world's books for Google in a program called ReCAPTCHA. Dr. Luis Van Aan developed the technology. He joins us from Carnegie Mellon University in Pennsylvania. And Dr. Van Aan, explain how ReCAPTCHA helps transcribe these books.
Basically, you take an old physical book and you scan it. Now, scanning a book is like taking a digital photograph of every page of the book. The next step in the process is that the computer needs to be able to decipher all of the words in this picture. That's so that the computer can search through the words. That's done using a technology called OCR for optical character recognition. The problem with OCR is that it's not perfect, especially for older books where the ink has faded. The computer cannot recognize a lot of the words. So for things that were written more than 50 years ago, for example, the computer cannot recognize about 30% of the words. What we're doing now is we're taking all the words that the computer cannot recognize in this digitization process, and we're getting people to read them for us while they type a CAPTCHA on the internet. So these words that you're typing are actually coming directly from books that are being scanned, and these are the words that the computer could not recognize. So the things that you're entering are being used to help transcribe the books.
Could you give me an example of a word that stumped the computer and that the humans could pick up on rather easily?
It's hard to do over the radio because these are basically, it's not the word itself, but it's the picture of the word. So it's if it's smudged or some of the ink has faded. Sometimes, for example, if you see an R and an N right next to each other, that can look like an M. So, you know, sometimes just things, depending on how it looks like, they're hard to recognize for the computer.
And how many words would you say are deciphered a day?
It's about 100 million. If you transform that into books, that's the equivalent of low millions of books a year.
So would you even be able to digitize these old books if you didn't have a program like this?
Sure. It's possible to digitize. It's just the accuracy would be really low, so the book would be incorrectly digitized.
Well, Dr. Luis Van Aan, an associate professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University and head of the ReCAPTCHA program, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.